You mean he didn't have to fight them?
Well, for a while, Yossel's presence was enough to protect us. Then, a few weeks before the following Passover, a terrible plot began to take shape.
Darling, what's gotten into you all of a sudden? You've been sitting in that chair brooding all night.
That Jew miser wants me to pay back his loan.
Well, it has been 2 years. And if it hadn't been for that loan, we wouldn't have a butcher shop.
And I wouldn't be 2,000 crowns in debt. He wants his money back by the end of this month.
Well, then pay him. Surely we're doing well enough.
Oh, shut up.
Where are you going?
Stefan, I want to talk to you.
So talk.
How would you like to make 50 crowns?
Yeah?
There was a little boy that died a couple of days ago. I want you to help me dig him up.
What do you want with a dead kid, eh?
I'm planning to get even with a certain Jew named Meisel.
Si, listen, that's risky business. 50 crowns ain't enough.
All right, then 100.
The butcher planned to hide the body on Meisel's property and accuse him of murdering the child for his blood. After they had dug up the corpse, they headed for the slaughterhouse.
What are we doing here?
We can't just carry a body into the Jewish quarter. They have that mute guarding against such plots.
You believe those stories?
I've seen him. But it doesn't matter. I've got the perfect way to smuggle the body in. You ever seen anybody kill a pig before?
No.
Well, watch this. Come here, fatso.
I don't think I want to watch.
The butcher wrapped the child's body in an old prayer shawl he'd stolen and stuffed him inside the pig's body after he slit the child's throat.
Now, if anybody stops us, we're just delivering a slaughtered hog.
Who would stop us? There's no one out this time of night.
You say something?
No, I didn't say nothing. Hey, there's somebody out there.
Don't worry about it. It's probably some drunk.
Hey, there's somebody running after us.
Get away from that. It's none of your business what's in there.
He found the body.
Yeah, well, he'll be sorry he did, because now he's gonna die. Whoa! Get him, Stefan.
Look at his face. We caught the eyes of a demon. You can keep your money. I'm getting out of here.
Come back. Come back. Ah, who needs him? Come here, you. I'm gonna break you in half.
No. No! Put me down!
What kind of a monster are you? Take this!
No! No! I won't let you down!
No more!
Yossel the Golem delivered the butcher and the bloody evidence to the police station. The terrified butcher confessed and pleaded with the police to believe him that he hadn't murdered the child.
What happened to Yossel the Golem?
He slipped away and resumed his patrol just as if nothing had happened. Word spread fast that the Jews had a strange and powerful mute who could stop any attempt at persecution.